Hello everyone, Skeptical Druid here. Oh, what a great evening. So great it inspired me to make another episode. I just had an amazing visit with an awesome person, and yeah, all I can say it was just great. I know a lot of people who are watching this that think the way I do. We all live very solitary paths. We sometimes try and branch out and, you know, find people that just don't really jive with us, and we tend to, like, you know, retract back in, and we tend to avoid the community sometimes because of, you know, just whatever, things just don't work. And this evening, well, actually today on, you know, Canada Day, for all you Canadian people who are watching this, July 1st, me and the missus met an awesome person that we think, well, she even said to herself that we're going to start our own little pagan group, get together and celebrate the Sabbats, talk shop, and, you know, good old general pagan goodness. I'm not too sure if she would like me mentioning. I didn't quite ask her before she left if, you know, because this is kind of like an impromptu episode, but I didn't ask her before she left if she'd mind if I said her name. So if she doesn't mind, and she wouldn't mind if I, like, link her and all the stuff, then I think in another episode I will. But yeah, that's one of my goals that I want to do is create a local group quote a saying from Pagan Parents on the Edge, another good podcast for all you pagan parents out there. If you want something awesome to listen to, go check them out. They have a family coven where it's just people that get together from the pagan community. It's mostly from there, like, that I think it's Wiccan based. I think if I'm remembering correctly, but mostly all the people, they come from, like, a little bit of an eclectic background, and they get together to celebrate the Sabbats and other pagan good times. And ever since I first heard that, I've always loved that idea, and I want to do that so bad. And it's nice that I've, you know, stumbled upon this other wonderful pagan person that can join us. So now our little group has gone from me and my wife to now three. Hooray! But yeah, I think besides talking about that, it's like maybe I should do another thing on the YouTube Pagan Challenge list. Let's see here. Oh, what are your cultural influences? Well, I bet you most of you can probably guess, because of the cultural influences, that for me it's very Celtic. Very Celtic and a lot of Norse. Just a lot of my background and family, German, Irish, like that kind of stuff. That stuff heavily influences me, and that's just more what I'm drawn to. Like, actually, there was a thing we were talking about, like, earlier on with our new pagan friend about how, you know, open-minded, and how everyone should pull from whatever feels right to them. And, you know, I remember hearing this thing about down in the States, about there were these Ossetru guys that were really coming down on a man who was of African descent, who, you know, he felt really drawn towards Viking and, you know, Norse culture, and everyone's just like, what, you can't do that, you're not the right color. And it's like, screw that shit, man, like, fuck that. Pardon my expletives. But yeah, it's like, whatever you feel like, I think that's it. We're all humans, we're all on this planet, some human has made that, or come up with that idea, or come up with that thing. We should all be able to express it or enjoy it. Like, it doesn't matter what color you are, we all bleed the same. But yeah, it's like, those are my cultural influences, Celtic and Norse. I would have to say a little bit of being Canadian, the indigenous people here, I really enjoy some of their music, like, a lot. Like, I've always been into drumming. I took drumming growing up, and I don't know if most of you know, I did 5 years in the Canadian military, and I actually was on a drum line and did that for a little bit too. And so drumming to me, that is the that is the cat's meow, the bee's knees. Well, yeah, I am not too sure what else I could talk about other than it is a lovely evening, and it sucked that our new pagan friend had to leave, but, you know, it's getting dark, and she says she was a nervous driver, so she had to leave. But now I'm sitting here out in the rain by myself recording this, enjoying the last bit of firewood. So, yeah, thank you all for listening, and hopefully I'll see you on the next one. See y'all later.